Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Let's talk Champions League semifinals. You guys want to give me some early predictions? Who maybe we can anticipate? We'll get, again, dive deeper into this in the next coming segments. But just overall, any early predictions on what the final might be, Brian?
Well, I mean, you look at the strength of Real Madrid and how many times they've gotten themselves not only to the championship, but have won the championship 14 different times. And they've knocked Bayern out the last three times they've played them. And so I think you look at the strength of the team that they have, how Bayern Munich has not been the same team, especially in the Bundesliga. Certainly Harry Kane has something to say about it, but I see Real Madrid going through. And then on the flip side, you know, you look at PSG versus Dortmund, and you don't know which Dortmund you're going to get, but I have to think that PSG is going to continue this sort of dream with Mbappe probably leaving and maybe with a championship.
That's my final.
I was going to say, but when you look at this Bayern Munich side, are you not puzzled to see Upamecano and Kim Min-jae on the bench when you look at De Ligt and Dyer as the preferred center backs?
He found the center back pairing. Right. He found it, and he's been sticking to that. Maybe not today because of injury.
And I think the best thing he did was moving Kimmich to right back, because Kimmich and Goretzka was not a good partnership. It just didn't work. Now, I don't think Konrad Leimer is the most proficient central midfielder, but it's worked for the moment with Goretzka. But if you look at those dynamics, for me, you can't bet against Real Madrid in this tie.
No.
So are we?
It's the
all
end of the
agree?
Line for the German teams.
Okay, we all agree.
That's trouble.
That it's going to be a Real Madrid PSG final, huh?
So yeah. Welcome Bayern Munich and Dortmund.
is that what the people want? You think?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I just said that. I just wanted to set you up.
I mean, what are the odds that we get? Like, what has to happen for us to get Bayern, Dortmund, the repeat of 2013?
Bayern are unbeaten at home, right, in 15 matches on the run in Champions League. So they have to be clinical at Munich. And if they can win by 2 goals or so, I think that would give them a good cushion to say, okay, let's go to Madrid and just counter. And go use our guys that we did basically against Arsenal in that first leg. Arsenal, they weren't clinical at home, and that was the difference. They got the draw 2-2 in London. So for Munich, if they can be one of those teams that's really good on the counter and transition at home and win by 2 goals at least, I wouldn't count them out.
Yeah, the one thing I think you have with Munich is they're flexible. And you've seen Tuchel set up his team to play against who they're playing against Arsenal, sat back, tried to counter out the right-hand side, and it works. So it'll be interesting to see what kind of solution he has and how he sets up the team, because you always have an out ball to Harry Kane. But the one thing you know is Rudiger loves challenges.
And Rudiger versus Harry Kane is going to be epic.
Yeah.
I will go
Harry
to
Kane is
war.
Not, he's not... Harry Kane's not the type of player
to like, get stuck that, in, that, like a that, ho-
that,
like
that engages
you're not gonna get
that type of
matchup.
center back who's hitting you. He'll say, okay, you want to come hit me? Like, follow me into the midfield. Come, mm-hmm. come. And when he comes and brings him, that's why Harry Kane is so good, because he can play in different styles as a number nine.
But don't make a mistake, because Rudiger will follow him in there. But Harry Kane has.
And you're going to leave Nacho one-on-one with the wingers?
The ability to actually hold the ball up against amazingly strong center backs. And he knows how to use his body. I've seen it firsthand in his ability to then roll defenders. So it'll be interesting. They're very, very familiar with each other, played against each other, I think, 8 different times when Rudiger was at Chelsea. And this matchup, I think, is going to be the biggest matchup, especially at home. Especially for Real Madrid at away.
So just understanding a little bit what you're saying, it's not going to be more like of that Haaland-Rudiger that we saw one round ago, where it was like long ball and it was Haaland holding on to Rudiger. Harry Kane's got a little bit more in his locker.
There's also more finesse to his game.
There's more intelligence, and obviously it comes with experience.
Refined.
But if you're looking at a striker who has the smell, the sense of the game, knowing what it needs and asks for, and he can do that, that's Harry Kane, because Haaland is not the passer Harry Kane is. He can't drop deep and make the game, whereas Harry Kane can.
Oh, it's going to be interesting, and I'm going to be very excited. You think Bayern Munich and Dortmund are in the top 5 teams of Europe right now? Are they within the best 5 teams?
Dortmund, no. Bayern, still no.
Yeah, I think you can make an argument.
You're thinking through that right there.
I agree.
I know you want to throw Arsenal in there. You want to throw Bayer Leverkusen, and then
if they would have played a little better in Champions League, I think
Inter Milan is in that conversation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Listen.
It's PSG.
Yeah. Well, did we just do the top 5? Real Madrid, PSG, Bayer Leverkusen, Arsenal.
City?
You didn't say Inter.
Inter?
Inter is 100% in the top 5.
I can't believe Inter lost Atletico Madrid that way. they left the competition so early. To be honest.
Yeah.
Because they had so much more than a round of 16 exit against one of the weaker Atletico Madrids, who ended up losing to one of the weaker Dortmunds. The fact that Dortmund's in the Champions League semifinals is
mind-boggling.
Blown me out of the water.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially when Leipzig smacked them up over the weekend, too, coming into this.
With their best team.
Yes.
Yep. It's crazy.
Oh, jeez. All right, well.
What do you think the score is going to be, realistically, in Munich?
I feel like Real Madrid will get a goal. There's something against Real Madrid being shut out that it just doesn't make sense.
Under 3.5?
Under 3.5, yeah. So 2-1 Bayern. I think Bayern can get it done. 1-1 is not a great result for them, but
you have more confidence in Bayern than I do. I don't think they're going to win.
Really? Yeah. You think Real Madrid can beat them?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they can beat them, but you can also see a draw of this.
I can see a draw, but I don't think Bayern is going to win.
Yeah. Tuchel, by the way, crazy stat. In all the semifinals that he's coached across all competitions, he's undefeated, which is just an absolutely wild stat. But
undefeated in both legs, or undefeated in the tie,
like progressing to a final. Every semifinal that he's been to.
And the last final he lost in Champions League, he lost to Bayern.
Yeah, to Bayern.
As a PSG manager.
In the COVID Champions League, the one that gave Bayern that Champions League just a couple seasons ago. All right, listen, we've got you covered for all things Champions League today. Starting at 1 p.m., join Poppy Miller, Nigel Rio Coker, Charlie, and Brian.
Hey!
Well, double duty for you guys as they take you through all the action of today's Bayern Munich against Real Madrid, that semi. They'll be joined by Jimmy Conrad, Peter Schmeichel, Guillaume Balaguer, and the London Champions League crew for all the inside info. So don't forget, Champions League today begins at 2 p.m. on Paramount Plus and on the Golazo Network, Scoreline Champions Club, and a new edition of Kicking It featuring Trey the Truth to wrap up all the action. Wow, today is jam-packed.
Jam-packed.
Wow.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.